Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm actor Anupam Kher, and on my new podcast, Anupam Cares, I'm sharing amazing stories from my life and around the world that remind us of all life can be. Find Anupam Cares on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco, 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour brought to you by JR's Ugly Sweater, Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest at WJR.com.
That's been extended until the 20th of December. Mm. So snap a picture of your ugly Christmas sweater.
Preferably with you wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the idea. And then upload it, WJRR.com. And the prize package for that is huge.
Although it would be pretty humorous if someone just snapped a picture of like their ugly sweater folded up in the drawer
or on a clothesline. Yeah, so take a picture of your you in your ugly Christmas sweater and upload it at WJRR.com.
An update on a story we told you about just about a year ago at this time. This 31-year-old lunatic named Damian Hammond has been found guilty in the bowling ball attack on a city worker in England. Basically, a trash collector. They were coming through doing the rounds through this neighborhood. And one of the items outside of this guy's house was a TV set, I guess old TV, and they were getting set to throw it in to the truck. And for whatever reason, this guy appears above them out the second-story window and is pissed that they're taking the TV. He's claiming it's his, but it's out in the garbage. So the garbage men are just doing their deal there.
We're garbage men. This is garbage.
Flung a bowling ball out the window and crushed one of the guys on the head.
It probably killed him, right?
It didn't kill him, but it caused serious harm.
How could you not get killed if somebody threw a bowling ball from a second story?
Damian Hammond was trying to claim that he did not intend to hit either of the workers with said bowling ball. The judge in the case did not buy that, and he will be returning in January to be sentenced for the bowling ball attack.
If you get hit in the head with a bowling ball, and you've got to be at least brain damaged after that.
Much less a bowling ball that's been dropped from a height.
Yeah. That's what I said, second story. Yeah. Dude, if you drop, let's just say, a baseball from the second story, it's going to hurt your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't say I would think it was probably a 16-pounder, you think?
Even if it's one of the kids' balls. I just feel weird saying that. I told you.
It sounded kind of weird, too.
Years ago.
Can we take that back?
No, remember years ago, I did an entertainment review about bowling.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, and you have to go up and ask for kids' balls. And you're like, where do you keep the kids' balls? And it's like, dude, I'm not saying that. I'm saying my daughters want a bowl, and I want small balls. You'll never back yourself out of that. So if you're ever at a bowling alley and need to
seek them out on your own.
The smaller balls.
Yes. Seek out the small balls on your own. Yeah.
Just say, do you have any really light balls? Even that's a little odd, but
Police in Marietta, California pulled over a Little Caesars pizza delivery driver for a traffic violation. And when they ran his name, came back with felony arrest warrants.
Yeah.
So, well, that was the end of the shift for him. However, there was one remaining issue.
He had to deliver the pie.
He didn't deliver the pie. The officer took one of the officers who responded, took the pie and delivered it to the customer. You imagine you're waiting. Where in the hell is this delivery guy? You see the cops pull up in front of your house and you're walking up to your door with a pizza.
What's good? It's a long story. Your guy had felonies. I don't want the pizza. Something tells me he's a spitter.
Well, I was very considerate of the police.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they understand. When you want it, when somebody's waiting on a pie, you're waiting on a pie. I don't care who delivers it. All right, what's the idea? With BAF, we're going to have cops deliver?
Why not? Cops are allowed to moonlight, doing security work and whatnot.
Oh, and nobody's going to hold them up. Like, because, you know, you hear pizza guys getting held up or ripped off.
I think we could probably run a hustle where they can double dip. I mean, if it's a slow night, crime-wise.
Yeah. Go swing by the hut and grab a couple pies.
Pick up a few pies, drop them off while you're on patrol.
If there... Oh, my God. Hold on. If there was a cop moonlighting doing Uber Eats or DoorDash...
What I'm saying.
No, but...
it would be the fastest delivery ever. You just hit the lights and you're there in no time.
You're saying legitimately he's running the app.
Right.
As an employee for them, wow.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Then he's got to arrest himself because he's breaking the law.
Well,
you call it double dipping like it's so innocent.
It's double. I don't know if that's technically against the law.
It's 100% against the law. If you're delivering,
well, how would it be against the law? If you're doing both jobs and not if you're not neglecting your given job, if you're still doing your police duties,
are you really saying that? You're asking this question?
I'm asking what law you would be breaking.
Your contract, you have
contractual. Yeah, you could be fired for doing that, but I don't think you're breaking the law. That's all I'm trying to say. You might be breaking the agreement, your work agreement.
You're getting fired.
You're not breaking a law if you're still fulfilling your.
I bet there's a loophole where a judge would say, "I'm giving you probation just for the fact that you put people's lives." Sure, you're helping out lives by giving them a pie.
But to get probation, you would have to break a law. Yeah, I don't know if there's a law you're breaking.
They would find a loophole somewhere. Because a judge would say, you're supposed to be protecting innocent people, and you're out slinging everything pizzas.
BAF pizza.
I'm really proud of you that you're such an entrepreneur, sir. But
one of our officers who listens will respond. You would be probably breaking your work agreement, but I don't think you're breaking the law.
Well, yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Police car, this is from a listener, 22526. Police cars are not for hire vehicles, so not licensed to do this. If you're not licensed to do it, this is too deep.
Wait a second.
What?
What's the difference between using that and using your own car?
It's the state's car. What are you talking about?
I just don't know if you're breaking a law or not.
You're probably not breaking a law, but who cares? You're not allowed to do it.
You want to get onto the story about the live action at the Popeyes in Baltimore?
I'd love to. Somebody said it's stealing. Boom. I don't know how, but most police cars have serve and protect on it.
Exactly.
Serving pies.
You get Kaufman on this case. Your Honor, serve right there.
I'm serving pies and protecting at the same time. He's not breaking any law unless he uses his policeman job to benefit his pizza job. Maybe like flips the lights on to get there quicker.
Right, yeah, correct. That probably would be an infraction there.
Mm-hmm. Government owned. Okay, what do we got?
Security guard at a Popeyes in Baltimore. And that's where I stopped. I was like, wait a second. Popeyes in Baltimore has to have a security guard?
It's Baltimore, Maryland.
What? For what?
They had the chicken sandwich freak out, remember? Like everybody, so they just...
Hasn't that simmered down at this point?
It has in most places, but, I mean, it's Baltimore.
Well, the security guard at this Popeyes in Baltimore on Pulaski Highway, I guess, had to throw a customer out when the customer became belligerent and then spit in his face. Then a guy came back and fired off a couple rounds through the window at the security guard at Popeyes.
Wow. He's just playing mall cop in a Popeyes. Leave him alone.
It's just get your bucket of chicken or your sandwich or whatever and
Be on your way.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Poor guy alone.
He's spitting the dude's face.
He's already got to deal with, again, why do they have a security guard? Right there's your example. Even the security guard's getting spit on.
Incredible.
Somebody said, I do not want my pizza in the back seat. No. Because you have guys like that just spit in the security guard's face in that back seat.
Right. And finally, there's this video, and I know you're already clicking over there to see the bikini-clad women getting fined for breaking COVID curfew in Spain and twerking in a fountain at 4:30 in the morning.
Let the poor girl. Look, COVID has everybody cooped up and freaking out. Let the girls get some energy out. And thank you for filming it.
But, by the way, they also were not wearing masks.
Wait, is that a cop in the background with an extra large pepperoni?
JR Facebook page, Lynch and Taco Block, to see the...
Oh, wow, they are smoking hot.
Curfew-breaking twerkers.
Is she wearing panties?
Lynch and Taco, on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.